Hello, everybody. It's Angel. How are you? I've missed you. It feels like I haven't posted in forever, but I know it was just last week. but anyways, hi. We are going old school and doing a talk introduction, like once upon a time, how I used to. I was going through the archives of Angel writing. I have quite a box of journals where I've just written out scenes, and I have all these discs with things I've written out and ideas. And I was just things that were good ideas but weren't turning me on at the moment. And you guys know that mostly I don't, if you've listened to me before, if you know me, I typically don't do scripts. Occasionally I will do a script. But I really like to just improv and really be into it. Just give myself off with you. But I found a scene. It's just one scene. It's nothing. It's not a story. It's just a scene. And it really got to me. I don't remember when I've written it. So I printed it out and I read over it a couple times. So I don't want it to sound like I'm reading it, but I'm just heads up. I'm very passionate about this scene. This scene's very true to who I am as a human being, as a sexual being, and what I want out of a partner and want to feel. So this is a vulnerable Angel kind of scene. So just putting that out there too. Anyways, enough of an introduction. I don't even have a title. Lord knows what we're gonna call this. You guys will know before. I mean, because you've had clicked on the. I'm always horrible. I always like that's the last thing I think of is the title. I'm like, oh yeah, it needs a title. Anyways, enough talking. We're gonna read this scene to you. I hope you like it. It does something to me. And maybe it will branch out into something else. But I really wanted to share this with you. So, all right, here we go. I do this thing when I'm horny. I push my ass out. I don't know if that's a common woman thing. I've never surveyed any of my friends or done any internet search about it or if I'm normal or not. I don't even know when I started or actually noticed that I did it. I guess I'm also arching my back, pushing my breasts out. Maybe it's that classic tits and ass pinup girl pose that influenced the horny need to display myself and kind of that recognizable come and get it boys kind of way. Anyways, I do it. I put my ass out when I'm horny. Like right now. My hips draped over two muscular thighs while a strong, rough hand comes down on the curve of my ass. Perfect rhythm. Perfect use of force. The way he hits upwards, making my ass bounce and occasionally making me bite the dark leather couch cushion. My knees tight against his thigh, not wanting to slide or miss a single moment of the session. I need it. Every inch of my body has been craving it. There is nothing that matters more to me in life than feeling him strike my ass. With each spank, my pussy becomes more and more sensitive, leaving absolutely no question that the moment I open my legs, the trail of my arousal will be coating his inner thighs. Even with my very clear display of wanting everything this man is handing out, I keep finding myself deeply conflicted with whether or not spreading my thighs is too wanton of a move. The thought of hearing him chuckle at my silent request for more mortifies me and excites me at the same damn time. I want to please him. I want to be his good girl, his sex goddess, everything. I want to be his everything. I want him to be consumed, obsessed, madly and passionately in love with every inch of my body. I want it to bring him physical pain at the mere thought of not being able to touch me. I need him to get as much out of this as I am. As days go by of not being with him, my wounds obtained in the act of just missing him have grown from this pesky little mosquito bite to a violent, bloody great white shark attack. There are days where I daydream of some mythical, magical land where I am able to feel his hands on my ass forever, a permanent sting on each tender round cheek. Finally, I go for it. The desire wins over, and I spread my thighs, arching my back more, putting my ass up in the air and my face down in the couch. I want to scream commands like, bury your fucking fingers in me, rim my ass with your pussy, with my pussy juice. But I don't have to. His hands grab my shoulders, pull me to him, his lips. Oh, my fucking God, his lips. Every kiss from him feels like a life is being breathed into me for the very first time. I feel my face tremble and my eyes begin to fill with tears, overwhelmed with emotion. No one has ever taken me from needing a primitive, filthy pounding to the warm, sensual shores of making love so seamlessly. There, scene. End scene. But, so that, oh no, I hit a button. That was just hanging out in the Angel Files. So, there's so many journals out there. Not out there, in here. Me. So expect some future shares of just out of the blue. So I hope you like that. It gives me tingles every time. I've read it several times since I found it the other day. So hopefully it gave you tingles and maybe more. I'll talk to you all very soon. Mwah.